podcast has changed my life.
That is lovely to meet you.
Yes, nice to be back.
Come on, sit down, tuck in.
This is not funny!
It's laid out for you.
Anyway, so they, we lost a phase. Do you know about this in electricity?
Lost a phase.
Have you ever seen a power line?
Oh, my God. You're about to get into the nitty-gritty.
Yeah, maybe that's not
great. Do you know what a phase is? And the earnestness in your eyes, you're like, ready.
I respect this is exciting for you, and that's cool. I'm so happy that you found
a discovery. I just learned it. Like,
he's recently had it explained to him, and he's, yeah.
And in the dumbest way possible by an electrician who works in power line. Well, originally he started in power line stuff.
It's still
then he
boring.
Moved up the corporate ladder.
What
he went
you're
higher than
it's still
line.
Boring.
No, it's not boring because we lost one. So and there's three
say,
lines.
I
you know when you see it.
The way that you learn is by teaching. You take it. It's called consolidating information. So when you take it in the first time, you remember it only for a short period. But the more people you tell, so that's actually how mansplaining got started, Erica.
Right?
It's actually an educational tool.
Absolutely.
So every time, we
men trying to retain information.
Right. Exactly. And you're retaining
which
mansplaining right now to yourself telling me.
Tomplaining. He just explains things. It. You do that. You explain things to yourself all the time.
I think it's called rationalising. It's often about my behaviour.
Uh-huh. So to get back to what we're really here to talk about. So there's
the
three power lines, right? Each of those represent a phase. My suburb.
You're talking like just normal... On the street, you look up,
there'll
three
be three
different lines.
Three lines.
And they're all different phases.
Yes, we lost one in Erskineville, suburb.
Okay.
And
does that correlate to a specific area? Like, what's a phase? Is that just like...
Oh, see, look, Tom, you wouldn't understand
far.
This next bit. All you need to know is this bit, right? You wouldn't understand the bits from here. It's like you need to you need to not be in the biz or know some stuff about this, basically. But anyway, so we lost
the
one.
Arrogance. Are you familiar with the Dunning-Kruger effect?
Oh, Sonia?
Sonia Kruger.
Yeah.
That's about electricity.
That's great.
Well, what do you know? Do you know Sonia Kruger?
Well, I'm aware of Sonia Kruger. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she we did. She started out as an electrician. Not many people know this.
I didn't know that at all.
She did 4 years over there in Perth. She was working in just mainly houses. She didn't do power lines.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if we're going to top that. Are you familiar with the Dunning-Kruger effect? Who? Sonia? It's not bad.
Over.
Yeah. I'm very happy with that. The Dunning-Kruger effect, I will now explain. It's a phenomenon when people learn a small amount of information, their confidence skyrockets. So if you think about a graph, big peak in confidence early with only a small amount of information.
Oh.
And then as you get more information, your confidence goes down again.
Oh,
as
I've
you,
seen this graph.
Yeah, it's a popular one. As you realize that, oh, this is actually all quite complicated, so I need to hold my horses here. And then over a slow period, as you get more and more information, you get slowly more confident. And only after many years do you reach that initial confidence of having just received a small amount of information.
So the
and this couldn't be a better example.
No.
The guy's just heard the word phase, and he's been like, so what, you know power lines.
Yeah, but I mean, you probably don't even know about this graph, and then it's going to be a new graph.
True.
To be honest.
A new Sonia Kruger graph.
That's like, all I know about Dunning-Kruger.
Yeah,
see, I've seen
you're
that
in the same place as me.
With the graph, though, yeah.
Let's test your knowledge, though. Let's do a speed round on power lines.
All right, go for it.
Okay.
Yep.
When there's two shoes on them, why can't they electrocute?
Oh, that's so good.
Why
I mean,
can't they electrocute?
Well, no, that means
themselves.
You can buy drugs at the house.
That's not the question. This is electricity.
Why can't they? Because they're not grounded. There has to be a grounding point.
What's the question? Why can't you?
So it's for the same reason.
Really ask a proper question.
For the same reason that birds can, or you can hang off a power line.
Can you?
But as soon as you touch ground, you'll get electrocuted. There has to be an earth.
Oh, or another line.
Well, yeah, don't touch two lines.
Totally.
Yeah.
I thought if you had two hands, you get electrocuted because it goes through you, but one hand, you're fine.
You have to be touching the ground, though.
You have to be ground. But I thought grounding was good. When people say we've grounded it, everyone's like, great.
All right, have you got another question, Erica?
Had really long 2 feet, right?
A bird? Wait, why are they all bird related? Oh, no, they're not. Okay,
that was
sorry.
Shoes, man.
Sorry. Okay, sorry.
Okay, you
I've had one.
Did
I've
not
had one
do your stelter. Okay, so a bird has 2 really long feet. Mm. One is on one power line, one is on the other power line. And then it pecks the ground. What
is
happens?
The bird having fun?
Okay, so it's a two-parter. Okay, number one, this is a huge bird, by the way.
Yep, like, totally.
It pecks the ground. Well, it depends in the pecking. Mm. What's it pecking? Is it getting something off the ground?
It is a two-day-old crumb.
I'm going to say it doesn't get electrocuted because it doesn't plant firmly. It's still the crumb is still grounded.
Yes.
But you're touching through the
But grounded crumb. Was bad.
Yeah, but you're not. But the bird is not pecking the
touching.
Yeah,
does electricity and the second flow question crumbs really?
Yeah, that's the question. Question.
And the second part, I think that would be one of the funnest things you could do. I think that'd be exhilarating.
Totally,
you'd be so close to death.
So not only does Sam
and you get a bit of a feed
lecturing us about electricity, but he thinks he can get in the mind of a bird.
The
Sonya
Kruger effect.
That is the Sonya Kruger effect. And am I correct in that question?
Yeah. I've seen. Have you seen the documentary on that?
On this giant bird.
Yeah.
How big's the bird?
It's 3 meters.
This is an extremely
That's a
specific.
Huge bird. That's like a dinosaur or something.
Sure. And that's all the questions I have.
Okay.
Bring well, that was pretty good questions.
But now you need to have another question.
You had to put this on as like, and then that's the end of the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Oh, yeah. This. You could just wrap it up now if you wanted to.
Tell you what documentary is the one I want to watch, though.
Okay.
The one about the guy who cheated in Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Have you heard about this?
No.
I haven't.
Oh,
turn
okay.
it off, Tom.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. So this happened
it
a while.
It is funny music to have. Under something that's just completely unrelated.
Chit-chat. I was at the cafe today.
Yeah, pretty crazy.
It happened a while ago. It was like, I don't know, I'm not going to guess. I just saw a trailer, really, so I'm going to pretend that I know what I'm talking about. Mm. But this guy went in and he played and he got through to the next round and he had to break it up, so do the next
was
part
he,
of the...
Was he a small boy from the Indian slums?
No.
And then went on to
I
win...
I think he cheated by looking at the mirror.
And he's...
I'm in the bathroom.
You're thinking of... Yeah,
yes, I'm dog.
Yeah. So am I. That was a scene, man.
Well...
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Either way...
Put the music back on.
But the host was tricking him because the host gave him an answer.
That's
there
right.
There was a fake answer and he deduced that that guy must be fucking with him because he'd be jealous
that
or something.
That wasn't real life.
And then, but it was based on a fake story that a writer came up with.
Mm.
And then pitched to Hollywood to make a film.
Oh, you got me. That's true.
Yeah, so it was based on a fake story.
Anyway, sorry, as you go. You can drink one of these, by the way, if you don't want to drink one of those.
Because
we're having such a good time right now.
I haven't said anything, but these are absolutely delicious.
Like, it's perfect. It's a hot day. It's a breath of fresh air.
Can I try yours first?
Oh, absolutely. Try it. But there's a whole one right there for you.
No, I just want to have it.
Usually we're plugging Manscaped on here, but case we're talking about a man who scopes some delicious beverages.
Some stelzers.
What do you think?
The liquor store.
Oh, absolutely delicious.
Take one.
Crisp and refreshing. But I can't open two drinks at once.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think this is, a house party in 2018?
Yes. Well, it's...
The one time you had 2 beers? Wow, sounds night. Crazy.
Crazy night for me.
Oh, nice.
Okay,
anyway,
so back
guys,
to this documentary.
He was playing Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and this really happened. And he split it, obviously. So he played one day. They said, come back tomorrow, play again. And he kept playing. And what people didn't realize at the time is he had someone in the crowd who was wearing a wire who would cough whenever he went over the right answer.
What?
So this went on for
this is like
an entire episode.
I think I have seen this YouTube. So he would go, I'm not really sure. Like, it'd be like, is it A, B, C, or D? And he'd be like, oh, I've got no idea. Part of me thinks it's A.
Yes.
And then, like, look up in the crowd. And then go, part of me thinks it might be B. And then look, and then he'd be like, maybe C? Someone in the crowd would cough.
But how did the person in the crowd...
And another guy out off, like... hearing the questions and Googling, like, off the premises.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he was either wearing a wire or he was just a really smart dude. And
yeah, but in that case, just you go on, mate.
Yeah, he should go on.
I've got this great plan where you apply and then I, who's a genius, get in the audience and tell you the answer. It's like,
And he won. He won $1 million.
Awesome.
And then...
Because not many people win the million, do they?
No.
Very rare.
No. The last question's often very difficult.
Right, and it was very difficult. And it was so
obvious.
Was it
a giant bird? Is
the bird having the worst time? The best time?
In 2018, did Erica have A, one beer, B, two beers?
Well,
and then what happened? Did they have to give the money back?
They denied it. Well, they still deny it up until this day.
But once you hear that, because that's what I've seen on YouTube, is the coughing thing. I mean, it's pretty open and shut.
It's awesome.
First of all, he does that very sus thing every time. He's not like ever like, But they're encouraged on that show to talk through the answers.
Well,
particularly
totally,
back in the day. Like it was, I don't know if you remember, but in Australia, and I assume it was the same overseas, around the same time, Deal or No Deal and Who Wants to Be a Millionaire became kind of big shows. And I think Deal or No Deal was a bit after Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. But like now they're both half an hour programs that are pretty fast paced. But at the time they both went for like 2 hours. Like Eddie McGuire would do a big interview.
You would watch TV for a long time back then, yeah.
And so they were encouraged to really, I reckon, not lock it in quickly. Because they'd often go, ooh, they'd often do that. It could be A. But what are you thinking? Oh, I'm thinking maybe C. And they'd consider for like 5 minutes and that was like acceptable. Now,
who wants to be a millionaire doesn't even, it's millionaire hot seat.
But I mean, yeah, it's the same.
Like, I mean, Tom. They're very different. It's someone answering questions to win $1 million. And the other one is someone answering questions in a hotter seat.
Totally.
Grow up, I mean, Tom.
It's just a bit quicker.
Yeah.
How bad would that be if you won and then you got to the end, you feel like you've been victorious and they're like, sorry, sir, we've got you on a technicality, but because you don't actually, you texted your friend, we've found evidence that you texted saying, like, I could take it or leave it. And the name of the show is Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? You don't actually want to be a millionaire.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't get the money.
You don't get that. You have to really want it.
That's in the contract.
I remember, it's like, I think I was at school when Who Wants to Be a Millionaire first came out. And I remember just being like, what is it? I would love to be a millionaire.
You're like, me, please.
I was like, we all hooked.
From the name of this.
I was hooked. I loved it. I was like, if only I could get a shot, I'd be at school being like, you'd be my phone a friend. It was like my MySpace top 8. I'd be like, I'd call you.
Well, that was almost, that was the worst bit, I reckon. That's what stressed me out the most. Because often when you're watching, you're thinking how well you'd do. And I don't know about you. I'd never had the experience of like, I know all these. I'd always be fucked.
That was always quite tricky. I could win a 200 bucks. Those first ones.
Oh, totally. Mm. Yeah.
Well, I went to trivia down at the Rose, so I've...
Yeah, of course. That's enough. Yeah, you're
often...
Do you cheat at trivia, by the way?
Oh, I mean...
I cheat here and there.
You know what?
I cheat every time.
I reckon that you're allowed to text a friend and ask them the answer to a trivia question, but you're not allowed to Google
serious?
It. Yeah, I'm serious.
Absolutely not. You're not allowed to
are
do
you,
any of this.
Oh, you're so...
It's against the spirit of the
You're
contest.
An annoying trivia player.
No, I'm just respect rules of games. Like, everyone's there for a bit of fun.
It's not technically finding out the answer because it could still be wrong, you know.
But it is. The premise is people at the table... like are competing in terms of how much they know.
Are you mansplaining the rules of trivia?
Is that question number one? Yes.
Where was that before when I was dominating the game?
Name when you dominated the game.
I got the first question right about the shoes. And an extra fun question about that means there's... I added in a bit of extra about that means you can buy drugs.
Totally.
And I got the giant bird question right on both fronts.
None of it's been verified, though.
So you didn't know the answers?
No, I knew. I texted a friend.
Yeah, you texted. Just I saw you on your phone.
So I think maybe lock in the answer one final time about the electrocution.
I would love Tom to be electrocuted.
Okay, both of you are having a lot of trouble saying the
electrocuted.
Actually, I thought I did okay.
I said Alexi-cuted, which is what I think. Alexi is so
Alexi
cute.
Is cute.
Who is that?
He did the last episode of this very podcast.
Oh, Alexi Dimitrov.
Yeah, well, and you mispronunciation. Having a crack at me.
Did I tell you, Tom, how I stole something the other week?
You did not.
I committed a crime, Erica, the other week.
Did you take an avocado from Woolworths?
I would never do that. That's high end. But I took...
That's high end.
I took 6 ping pong balls from Kmart and didn't pay for them.
Right.
Yep.
And did you purchase anything when you were there?
Nothing.
So you walked in... And you needed ping pong balls.
Needed ping pong balls.
This wasn't an impulse steal.
No. Went in there with my housemates to buy ping pong balls.
Also, you're showing off. You're like, well, hey, boys, check it out.
No. I have one housemate.
I'm a cool character.
This is crucial. Were they in packaging or outside of packaging?
In packaging.
Mm.
Yeah. That's
There's no way to deny
you reckon
that.
If they're loose, they're all
If they're
yours.
Loose, it's fair
yeah.
game.
Yeah, I mean, if they're ping pong balls.
They're asking for them. Can't scan that through. Come on. What is it worth, really? There's a little
As soon as there's packaging around it, you're screwed, man.
The idea of just rogue ping pong balls floating around. So
what kind of story are you running here?
The staff being like, just take them. No, they're in packaging. We go in to buy them, me and Mark Kelly, and we grab them, and we've got a trolley full of alcohol that we'd bought at BWS, right?
Mm.
And we wheel that in. The line is so big,
and
we both look at each other, and we're like, let's do it. Let's take it.
And so, all you needed.
So they were costing $3, by the way.
$3 total.
Yeah.
Wow. 50 cents each.
So how many balls? 6 balls?
6 balls.
This is cool. You guys are smart.
I mean, it's just Tom. Yeah, I like it. It's just so much fun. No.
What else is on the soundboard? Not that I don't want to hear more about the ping pong.
Hey, I'm going to tell you about the actual heist, how we did it.
Yeah, so totally.
We've got time. Spread it out. I won't forget.
That's
absolutely
fine.
Yeah. I think just so you know, I mean, I've gotten, I think what anyone who's listened to this previously, who's listening to this, would know I've gotten extraordinarily lucky here about the relevance of the sounds that are on. I think the other one we have is the Neighbours theme.
That's great.
It's an old school theme though, right?
Yeah. Oh, is that been updated more recently?
I think it has been in the last
now
25
it's a rap
years.
Song now. It goes, yo, what the fuck up, Neighbours? You feeling good?
That's what it's going to feel like it's when we're 80. We're going to look at like the Neighbours equivalent and it's going to be like some kind of drill. I mean, you know, drill times 1,000 kind of up like very cool to us seeming thing.
Mm.
And even that will be really lame to, you know, to 18-year-olds.
Yeah.
But that's coming. So you joke, but that's actually made me quite depressed there.
Yeah. Oh, God, that's pretty sad stuff.
The fact that you said it like that, I think, means you're already susceptible to being hit with the realization that you're old and outdated.
Well, I think that is an inevitable feeling when you get to, like, I don't know, over the age of, like, 23, maybe?
23!
Like. How old are you?
27.
27, and you haven't experienced what I just described, like, in some circumstances being like, ooh, that I'm not 100% across that. So that's evidence that I'm not in that subculture.
With music or anything?
Music's one where it often hits you, but no, anything. So that's really
was
cool.
Was that it?
That's really cool with like one-year-olds. That's a good example. Raspberries are huge when you're one and two.
No, they're still good, mate. I did a raspberry on someone the other day. It was awesome.
Do a raspberry on
like just on someone's stomach.
Okay, is this beach girl?
Yeah, it's a girl. Oh, yeah, the girl I'm seeing in the boat. Although this is a good example, right? So I'm seeing a girl. I'm 5 years older, 4 years older.
Sure.
And then we had this discussion about actually this is not that relevant, but you know it's something interesting to talk about. And by God, we need something to talk about.
I think it's fine. I'm not going to veto this.
So we start talking about the amount of sexual partners. We've both had.
Sure.
Mm. Right. And then I didn't want to...
Did you do the guess?
Well, no. My rule with
never
this...
Never do the guess, Tom.
No, my rule
is
this...
That was a thing. That's not a thing.
No,
absolutely never
it's
guess.
It's a thing.
No, you
guess.
Should
to
guess.
Guess.
You should definitely guess. My rule is
not
like
a
you
new
always...
I you, think it's crazy. That's your plan with fire.
You always let the other person go first and whatever they say, you say one more.
Right.
So you're a tiny bit cooler, but you're on the same level.
So you lie when you're asked that question.
I would always lie normally, but I was backed into a corner... And then I said mine, and then I just watched her be like, that's two men. Not too, but it's like not too many. It's just I'm older than her.
Oh, that's what you reckon. You so reckon in that 4 years, that's
well, no, it
prime.
Is. It's just like.
I suppose that's true.
It's yeah, just like an true. Extra 4 years of life where I've been like having sex.
Well, you totally. You could have done the maths, averaged it out, and seen if comparatively you were still on the same level.
Now,
her
I
age.
Did this late last night. but then there's so many things. She'd been in some longer relationships than I
well,
had.
It's kind of actually the more evidence of how long you've been single for. Because I think. I reckon. I've often said this. I think the metric, because I was single for a while, and I had a similar conversation with my girlfriend and had like more just because I've been single for longer.
Tom, we're speaking the same language.
Exactly,
here.
Yeah. But I was like,
we should date.
How many times do you reckon you've had sex?
I love
I reckon,
you.
Oh! I reckon she, her numbers would be through
yeah,
the roof.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I reckon.
She had like three boyfriends in a row. They're rooting every day, probably.
But does that speak to your promiscuity? Does it speak to your promiscuity?
No slut shaming on this podcast.
No, absolutely not. We're pro slut shaming. We believe no one should have sex.
Pro us sleeping with people. That's actually one of our strongest.
That's why we started the podcast.
Yeah.
How many times do you think you've had sex?
This is
what I thought. Remember we did when Sophie Brain was on? We were talking about screenshots and I was I'll have more than you. And I said 700.
Yeah.
And she was like, I've got 20,000.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
what I feel like would happen here. I'll be like 120 and you guys will be like.
That's crazy.
No, it's more than 120.
Yeah. Right.
That's you know, that's a month.
Yeah, totally. I think I'd like to push back on the idea of us saying how many people we've had sex with.
I reckon I could work it out.
We were dancing around the question. I thought I'd just put it.
I appreciate that. But I feel like I was potentially denied. Deliberately avoiding it.
Yeah, definitely.
Would you want to reveal that?
The thing is that I could see you were avoiding it. Yeah.
And I resent that.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. It's nice we're getting along.
Wait, so how many? Okay, I reckon, so I've had like three proper girlfriends.
How many times you've had sex?
Yeah. I reckon, it's still, this is the thing, and I was saying this maybe to you, Tom, or someone else. Maybe I was trying to do it on stage the other day. Every time I have sex, I'm still like, you wouldn't believe this, would you? Like, I'm still like, I'm having sex. This is crazy.
That's
cool.
And that's
this
why
is unbelievable.
Leave. You know, keep that internal, I would say. Absolutely
so
cannot believe this.
Tom has avoided answering the question, you're diving head first into.
No, I'm more comfortable with the one of like how many times total in your life.
I still don't think it's
talking about the number of people. I feel like seems a bit crude.
No,
to me.
I was. Asking,
oh no, no, let's
no,
not
I
do
was
numbers.
The times.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Yeah. Well, then,
I reckon it's.
Then I take back everything else. I'm so sorry.
I don't reckon I'm at it.
Damn right, you should leave. You should go.
Should I take your time out?
Do you reckon you're at 1,000?
1,000. So how many? Okay, I'm gonna get my calculator out.
I've been sexually active for like 12 years, probably.
So how many times, let's figure out just like a metric.
12? No.
So like 18, so you're 31?
Yeah.
So that's 13 years since you've been, so that's 13 times 12 in terms of how many months, right?
This is why, can you get a graph up here, Tom?
13 times 12. So that's 156 if you'd had sex once a month. For that whole time, which is not that much.
I can beat that for sure.
So let's double that and say once every fortnight. That's 312. Should we double that?
Double that.
312 doesn't feel
once a week, 624.
Once a week for
13
years. Once a week, we start. Does it also count, you know, like sometimes you might do it more.
Well, of course. It's not going to be consistent.
You know, like
I
sometimes
you haven't
have
had
a,
sex once a week.
What if you have a good
that's
night?
That's crazy.
What
if we're just talking, not like giving you a range of
is
what's
that crazy,
normal.
Tom?
Maybe I'm not. I reckon I might be.
That's
or might not be
probably
at
the
thousand.
Most. I think that's fucking serial.
When I started stand up comedy.
For 13 years. Is that crazy? Yeah, it is. It's extremely.
It's Friday again.
You go down into the basement.
I've
well,
gone
that's the kind of regularity of a someone who has someone in the basement.
When I started stand-up comedy, I went ages without having sex because I was just really into comedy.
Mm. Or was it?
You're not going to be like, does killing on stage count? No, it doesn't, Sam.
Okay, well
was
then,
was it because you were distracted by comedy, or was it that you just started stand-up comedy?
Well, I think, Erica, there's two things at play here. I was very into comedy, but the thought of having sex with an open mic comedian is very unappealing to a lot of people.
Mm. Why was that the only option at the time?
What do you mean? No, well, it's just like that's
you
all.
Mean, it's to protect your partner.
For me,
right.
I'm saying not. I'm saying like it was.
People weren't interested.
It was like your people weren't knocking down the door.
He was an open micer, but people were very closed.
So maybe not. Maybe 1,000. Maybe not 1,000.
Well, I reckon
high
so this
hundreds.
Is actually,
I reckon
this has actually changed it for me because I thought that like once a week for since you were 18 would be intuitively I thought that would be a number higher than 624. So.
Yep, me too.
Yeah, so that's kind of freaked me
out
a little bit.
How many?
I feel like I've only done it 7 times now. I'm thinking about it. You know what I mean?
Like, is it like the Dunning-Kruger effect?
The what? Dunning-Kruger.
Sonia. The Sonia.
Is this where you're at with sex?
Are you trying to fuck Sonia Kruger? Is that what you're saying?
I met Sonia
1,000 times. Because I am. If you know, if anyone has a number.
Is this the Sonia Kruger episode special?
She just had a kid, maybe. No,
right.
I was reading something about her, something
trying
interesting.
To fucking break my heart
she's in. Older than you think, Sonia.
No, I reckon she's what I reckon.
How old do you think she is?
Okay, this is good. I just made a big claim there, and I have no idea.
Wait, Erica, you can have a guess as well.
I don't really care to guess.
Oh, really? Is this... sensitive to guess someone's age?
This is, I got to say, it's a woke podcast, you know.
A woke podcast?
Very specifically avoided me asking me any questions about sex, great.
Sure.
No, I wanted to, I did
no,
ask you. Didn't
I'm
I say how many times
you.
Have you had sex?
I don't want to ask, yeah, no, that seems...
Yeah,
yeah.
Tom
okay.
gets it.
Mm.
Completely why that, inappropriate. If,
but guessing Sonia Kruger's
what,
age...
The guess or the
that's
gender?
Too far for
is
me.
That no good?
That's very bad.
Okay.
all right, Tom, let's go.
It's Eddie McGuire being like, I'm very sorry.
Eddie McGuire would ask this question.
Yeah, how
he
old?
He put the girl on the line. Oh, no, that was Kyle Sandilands.
Who did what?
How old? You can't ask me. I'm asking the question.
Okay, I'm answering.
Are you going to give A, B, C, D?
Well, he doesn't know.
Oh, no, I can. Yeah, for sure. Oh, no, I reckon I know.
I can just guess.
You just guess because I don't know.
I reckon you can get back on. Sonia Crew. Who is she? I'm picturing
this is crazy.
I'm not
what do you mean you don't know who she is?
She's the host of like Australia's Top Model.
No, that was Sarah Murdoch.
Oh.
Is she blonde?
She's blonde. Yeah. She hosted the Big Brother recently.
Yeah, that's who.
But she was also Tina Sparkles on Strictly. But she.
Tina Sparkles?
Yeah, hit that again. Yeah, nice.
Do you know Tina Sparkles?
No idea who that
is. Her dance partner was Todd McKenny in Strictly Ballroom. And they were kind of the evil couple when they wanted to dance their own steps at the Pan Pax. What the fuck?
What's this got to do? Hang on, so...
Because she was Tina Sparkles. That was her first big break. Then she became a big presenter.
Oh, so that's... Oh, how
and
she
then she
the
hosted
sorry,
the 9 o'clock show with Jimmy Barnes' illegitimate son, David Campbell, the singer, on Channel 9
you
for years.
You have lost me so much.
My Lord, me too. Did you see Jimmy Barnes on Q&A? Oof.
Okay, anyway, answer the question.
I think she is 52.
Oh, that's good, but I think 57, I want to say.
See, I was going to say 57, but I didn't.
Why didn't you jump in? I wanted you to answer the question.
I've Googled it, and you have you can lock something in. Oh. So I've said 52, and you said 57.
I said 57.
55.
Correct.
No?
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Yeah, you nailed it.
Okay, I tell you.
Wouldn't it be 55? A twist if me and Sonia were great friends, and that's why I was upset that you were trying to guess her age.
Oh, you're like, totally. Not my fucking bestie, my BFF. That's crazy. Cool. Maybe that's your secret skill, guessing people's ages.
All right, I'll do you.
Mm. Well, would you know my age?
Yeah, that's probably the easiest.
Just got what about
maybe that's why
Jay-Z.
She's a secret skill. She only guesses people that it's been revealed previously in the conversation.
Jay-Z, 43.
Oh, I'm going to say 48.
You think he's looking pretty old these days.
But 48, hang on.
He's older than Beyonce, who's 40 now.
How much older than Beyonce?
8 years, if I'm right.
Why do you know that so?
I don't know, but I reckon he'd be like, the Black Album came out in what, like 99, didn't it? Or 97. He had so many albums in the 90s.
No, I think that was like early thousands. But he was big in the mid 90s. I mean, he came up then. So he would have been, how old is a rapper that gets big?
You're in the hip hop world. You'd know this question.
I reckon 22.
He actually sold drugs until he was about 27, and he didn't start rapping.
There we go.
Until very late in life,
you
because
are
he was a
kidding
drug
me.
Dealer. Yeah.
And so sometimes he'd smoke weed and then he'd turn into a JZZZ. Yeah. Get a bit sleepy.
Erica, you gave that the correct response.
Yeah.
That was which was unacceptable, Tom. unacceptable.
Okay,
cool.
I'm going to say 53.
You think he's 50?
All right, so 27.
Can you talk into them? Like, you're a professional broadcaster, and you just lean back and start playing with your hair, ranting away.
He's 50.
No, he's not.
He is.
He's 50?
Yeah.
You didn't give any suspense to that moment.
What happened to the fuck? We have the thing.
I don't know. I don't want to.
He's 50.
Mm.
Jesus.
All right.
Well, anyway.
Everyone's old. This is what I'm saying.
So Mark Kelly
Maybe
and I.
This is one for you, Erica. Does that make you feel like... a bit old, if he's 50?
If he's 50, no, because...
Because you're not. Yeah, I mean, it makes sense.
When I start, I mean, I would have just started rapping if I were Jay-Z, and that's refreshing to me, you know?
And you've been selling drugs for years.
Where do you get all that coke on the weekend?
That's it. Exactly. It's just from you. I call you up. I say, Erica, pop around, bring a few bags. Mm.
Have you guys always done that thing where you compare your age to other people doing the same thing? Mm. That's why I know that story about Jay-Z, because when I decided that I wanted to try rapping, I was like, what's the oldest that you can be to start?
Totally.
Did you type that into Google?
How old were you when you started?
Like 19, and I thought that was really late in life. Yeah.
But it is. This is the trouble. And this is my problem with, because when I was like 15, my friend was like, you should try and learn guitar. And I tried a little bit, but kind of gave up, in part because of a poor work ethic of some kind, but also because I would go on YouTube and I'd see like 9-year-olds shredding.
They're
and
good.
I'm like, well, fucking hell. Like, And like a lot of better people I knew had, you know, been playing for 5 years. So you feel like you passed it.
But now, you were 15. Oh,
you had the world ahead of you.
How old are you now?
I'm 31.
Right, so that could still 16 learn. Years of guitar playing.
Oh, that's not the point you were trying to make. Oh. I was like, yeah, I could still. No.
It's hopeless. Like, don't get it twisted. Now it's hopeless.
Fair, yeah.
No point trying now.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the thing. You kind of like, you tell yourself at the time there's no point. And then you look back, you're like, God damn it. I could have learned so much shit by now.
No, totally.
But don't you think with rapping, I'm not a rapper, you rap, you need something to rap about. What are these kids rapping about? That I haven't learned anything. They haven't learned about these graphs or whatever. Like, they don't have life experience to rap about.
Well,
Jay-Z, perfect age, really, to start rapping.
I think that's right. I reckon he would have also had some of the skills associated with being a hip-hop performer at that age. I reckon charisma, like a cool vibe that, I'd imagine he would have, like, been kind of holding court. In his circles.
Can relate to that, Tom.
And I also reckon, public speaking, things like that he probably would have done as part of his, his roles previously. So he's like kind of...
So on the CV, he's got public speaking.
Which I assume is how you apply to be a rapper.
And a drug dealer.
You bring your CV in.
Yeah.
I've got confidence. Mm-hmm. I've got 3 years here of swag.
Well, you kind of have to. A lot of rap.
Take the Microsoft out of, and now it's just Word.
No! He didn't do that.
No, that's Tom. Do you know Tom's friends with another rapper besides you?
Wait, what?
Elo. LOC. He came and closed our comedy show the other night.
And did a rap?
He rapped.
At a comedy show.
At a comedy show. It worked.
It did work.
Yeah.
When you say it worked, what is the standard of working?
People enjoyed it. And
Yeah. A lot of people, I think. Yeah. I mean, you couldn't stand up due to COVID-19. So everyone just sat. But they loved it. People were cheering.
True. It is harder to measure how like a musician is like how well they're doing. Because what you're after in the audience response is like, chemicals in the audience's brain of like appreciation, which is hard to measure without some sort of like survey.
Just be in the moment of live performance, Tom. Just be like, I love this. I'm glad this. You're like, so there's chemicals coming in.
But my point is like, there's laughter for comedians. So you're like, oh, someone did well because there was laughter in the room. But yeah, unless there's, I suppose there's moshing, but when that's not allowed, then it's like difficult.
That's what you get your hands in the air. That's what JGC would say.
But would you say that?
Would I
stage?
Like A-Y-E-R?
Yeah.
Would I say that?
You would say it.
Just say air.
Air? Get your hands in the air. Get your fucking hands in the air.
That's how they talk on the Crown.
Oh, yeah, it's good. Yeah. I started Downton Abbey for some reason. It's all talking. No action. Speaking of action, you were talking about a trailer earlier for the new Michael Bay movie. It's about COVID-23.
Really?
Yeah, it's about COVID in 2020, a new strain of COVID.
That's actually sick.
And it's
that's actually really great.
How quickly did they work?
It's got that New Zealand boy in it from Riverdale, and you guys, it's like you've never.
How much time do you spend in the pop culture machine?
None at all. I just kind of I don't know. It just happens, you know.
I engulf it.
Anyway.
I think it's like anything. It's like sport or something. Once you get up a base level of knowledge, then other little relevant bits of information seem interesting to you, so you accumulate those kind
KJ
of naturally.
KJ Apa is
whereas
the guy.
Like if you don't know anything about a sport, like it washes over you like nothing, and then you take nothing in. Yeah, so I feel like I'm not at the level of taking in information about pop culture where it becomes interesting.
Right, it's not your interest. You're a numbers man. You're a pop culture man.
You are
a numbers man.
Montagues,
so Capulets.
You are a numbers man.
You were like, how many times you guys had sex? I was like, Tom, I'm not comfortable answering that on a podcast with two white men.
You're a revisionist history.
It
woman.
Is so
that's
crazy
you
when you break it down like that. That's a crazy. What was the podcast about? They kind of just asked me how many times I had sex.
We didn't.
I felt so uncomfortable this whole time.
Did you feel uncomfortable? That was not our intention.
No, Sam.
Do you want to end? We can stop now.
I think she was kidding.
She wasn't kidding.
It's fun to make Sam
play the end theme song.
We don't have an end theme song.
Neighbors. It implies we're all still together, and
we
friends,
are.
Even though the podcast has ended.
We also, but we need to chat about our... You have told Sam about an encounter we had, which we talked about previously on this podcast.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Which you alluded to in an Instagram reply.
So now Tom has been very horny since Queen's Gambit came out on Netflix. He keeps talking about it.
I mean, she's really something.
No, I didn't enjoy it at all. It wasn't very... not enough chess. Show the board. I kept zooming in on her. I'm like, fucking tilt down, would ya? What's the position?
Can I ask a question regarding... Because we're talking about chess here and Tom's love of chess, and you've sprung him playing chess before, Erica. Mm. What are they writing down? You know when you watch them play chess and then they hit the timer?
Yes.
And then they get to the notepad and then they... Are they just writing little, like, believe just, in yourself or like...
Yeah, like emojis.
Yeah.
Big ticks.
Scribbling. So you know when you're just, like, drawing shapes?
LMAO.
This guy's so shit. Passing in little notes. You're fucked, dude.
You're a fucking loser, dude.
I'll fucking kill you. I actually have no idea. I'm not familiar with that. I assume it's there. So, like, there's notation about X piece moves to this square or whatever. So I assume they're notating the game. But I don't know why you'd need both people to do that. Presumably that would be a job of, like, an adjudicator or something. Mm. These bigger tournaments. But it seems like back in the 50s that was the way.
Do you do that when you're playing chess on your phone, like I sprung you doing?
No, absolutely not. And that's why I'm not familiar with it. And maybe I'm thinking about it now. I reckon the reason for it is probably at lower level tournaments where they don't have an adjudicator, both people would write it down. And if there was ever any conflict about where a piece was or something, they'd refer to both people's sheets. I reckon that's why.
Oh.
I've just figured that out. Yeah, so if that's true, then, yeah.
I mean, if you've seen Queen's Gambit, though, you know that wasn't lower level at any point. You know,
yeah,
that
it was when she started.
Right at the top, they were still noting stuff down.
No, totally, but...
Yeah,
I'm
to start, they definitely
were.
I've only watched one episode.
Because of that. Yeah, but maybe it became kind of like a tradition of I don't know, they enjoyed writing it down.
Well, I like having a journal and stuff. So maybe that's kind of, they're having a chess journal.
Yeah.
They're like, that was a great move.
Well, it's more like when you're marking each other's paper, you know, in high school when that happened, when you did a maths test. I'm a numbers man. I'm talking about nothing other than numbers.
A realization you've had about yourself tonight.
How could you not? Like, yeah, Erica, it's obvious for the outside. Like, we look at Tom, we're like, numbers guy.
Mm. Right.
But he didn't realize? Your comedy, you're doing numbers, mate. There's graphs.
You recite
numbers.
Come on. You get up there and I've seen it. And I didn't laugh once until the 50-second decimal and then a chuckle. But that's it.
So you chuckled at the... That's very interesting. That's where you're thinking.
I can actually recite pi. Do you want to hear it?
Sure.
3.14159265358973238462643832790288.
No.
That's all.
I mean, you could have said anything there.
No, but that
try
seems...
Try say numbers that fast.
Yeah, exactly.
3128476792 9 when...
Noon? I heard noon in there.
Noon is a number.
That's so good. That's a party trick. You could have two beers, 2018. All right, I've had enough to drink. Let's do the pie challenge.
The party. Loved it. I wrote pie on my door growing up.
Okay.
That was cool of me. And I used to be like you. The reason I used to be like you, Tom, is because I've been there.
Yeah, totally.
I've been you.
Is it possible that perhaps you're still there and you're in denial about it?
Hate numbers now. Yeah. Words is more my thing.
You hate numbers?
Yeah.
But what if you need to, work out how much change you get from a 20?
That's my skill, Sam. I use a debit card, Sam.
Oh, yeah, sure that is true, yeah.
Yeah, you're not getting rid of it altogether, but like a focus in your life. Yeah.
Don't know how much I weigh, don't know how tall I am. Any other number? Couldn't tell you.
I don't know how much. I've spoken to you about this at length.
This is so crazy.
Would not be able
you're
to tell you.
You're now saying that you don't know any numbers. I don't know any numbers of anything, all right? I'm not a numbers
guy. Do you know your address?
A 7 in a...
Yeah, what exactly? What is it?
Forgotten the word.
Shit. You guys got me so good.
There we go. Yeah. Okay, an address. But that's basic. I think that's... You could still have an argument.
Anyway, so Tom's playing chess at the front of the ABC. Is this what happened?
Totally. I was playing, and I would just be interested in your... Because I think I've defended myself on this podcast previously.
Yeah,
because
what's your impression of a man that holds himself in this situation?
In my mind, so maybe can I give you a bit of...
No, yeah, tell me what you thought happened.
I'm going to work, and I was a bit early, didn't need to be right in there. And on the walk, I got an Uber there probably. So I was playing a game of chess. It's a rated game against some random person. And so if I lose, my rating goes down a little bit. Yeah. Like, not a huge deal, but like, and I'm like 5 minutes in to potentially a 10-15 minute game. So it's going to be, you know, 5 or 10 more minutes, maybe, depending on how it goes. And so I just sit out the front of work. And then I see you. I'm like, hey, how's it going? I think we'd chatted already.
Yeah.
Like a week before that or something. So it's like, you know, we're going to see each other every now and then. It doesn't always need to be like a...
Oh, my God. We don't always need to have this fucking back and forth. You know, we don't need this.
So I thought it was just a hey. And then I was like, oh, I'm playing chess. And then I didn't mean, you know, and then, but like, oh...
Okay, so what happened at the end there when you were just talking and then you stopped?
Yeah, I think I'm realizing that it was quite awkward behavior. I think that's what's happening.
Look,
I feel like I've done that thing where you've gotten me to talk myself out of my position.
Yeah, sure. So I don't even really need to say anything.
So, but nevertheless, I feel like your perspective would be appreciated.
Yeah, no. So from memory, walked past you. I said, oh, that's my friend Tom. Let's have a chat. Maybe make each other feel good with an interaction, a social interaction.
Totally, yes.
You know, that's what we're here on Earth for, is to make each other feel good.
You reckon?
Social interactions, community.
Yes,
right?
So totally.
Trying to get a little hit.
Particularly in such a crazy era.
Right, yeah. Yep. 2020.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah, so absolutely. There I was thinking.
Another number, by the way.
You got it, Tom. Well done, mate. Yes.
All right. So there I was, you know, oh, let's have a chat. Walked up. Hey. Barely looked at me. I feel like this was the situation.
Well, Tom struggles with eye contact as a rule.
I was your mother. You were 14 years old.
Yeah.
And I said, how was school? And you said, good.
Like, fuck off, Mom.
Yeah.
And look, I don't hate you for it. Like, you muttered something like, oh, I'm playing chess.
No, you didn't, did you?
No, he right? did. How else would I know that he was playing chess?
Did he say your name?
No.
Oh, he just went, I'm playing chess. Leave me alone. I'm playing chess. Fuck off.
I'll do it later. Fuck off. I'm playing chess.
In my mind, I was
Tom,
like,
what the fuck?
Hey, Erica, how's it going? Oh, yeah, I'm just playing chess. Yeah. But I'll see you soon.
Can you pause a game?
No. See, that's the critical.
Yeah. Well, the only thing...
That is very 14-year-old of, like, mum coming in, being like, I can't... She's like, pause. You're like, I can't pause. I'm in the middle of a battle.
And
can't pause in a battle.
Were you with other people that didn't know Tom, Erica?
No, I was solo.
Oh, okay. Yeah, thank God. Imagine if you, in front of people, you're like, this is my good friend, Tom.
Yeah. I reckon I'm going to make a claim here that I think that's a show of affection, of honesty.
Mm.
Of not, I think if you were with other people, I would have resigned the game. You know what I mean? But it's
so for anyone but me, you would have made the effort to resign the game and talk.
This is an example of me trying to get out of the hole, but I'm digging further.
Okay.
No, but I think that's probably right. Like, a level of familiarity, you don't have to go about, you know, like you.
So
you,
we've
you feel
met
familiar.
Twice, Tom, before this moment.
Yeah, but it was nice. I liked both times.
I did like 20 times work in those 2 times.
Yeah. 20 times work? Sorry.
As in the work of meeting you 20 times.
Sorry a second. I missed that because I was looking at Totten.
Because I said more numbers.
Stop looking at each other.
No, we're allowed to.
No. Look at me.
Mm-hmm. It's like, who wants to be a millionaire? I'm getting the answers to Tom. Yeah.
What should I say? Should I apologize? Okay. Yes. But sorry,
You should apologize, by the way. Like, that's obvious what you should do.
Yeah.
More and more I'm learning in this world, interactions are just how you interpret them.
Oh my God.
Do you want to get really relative here?
By all means, yeah. No, that's how the world is.
Everyone's just projecting. Everyone's projecting. No interaction is the same for any person
this
as
is a wrap.
For the next person.
Everyone's projecting. No interactions are the same for every person.
Well, I did come on here to plug my next album.
Did you really?
No.
Oh.
That would have been a scoop for you guys, hey?
I would have loved that.
Did you think you were going to get scoops out of me today?
We were hoping. We were hoping.
Oh, yeah.
Erica Mallett reveals all.
Do you want to say anything? Yeah, do you want to talk about anything?
No, it's fine. Thanks.
I reckon, though, in Tom's defense, to move on quickly.
Yes.
And ignore whatever happened then.
No, I think that's a very good example. This particular interaction is a very good example of exactly what you just said.
Yeah.
And it's happened a few other times where I've been playing chess in what I consider to be kind of like a solitude. I was also probably had like earphones in, listening to a podcast.
Mm-mm.
Not even. Fuck off.
No, I wouldn't have said hi if you had headphones in.
Would you have waved? Yeah, if you got headphones in, you just wave and you're like, hey,
right,
what's
or
up?
Or you don't make eye contact. It's a level of respect if someone has headphones on,
right,
especially over ear. Do not talk to them.
Is Tom standing or sitting?
He's standing.
Oh,
what about AirPods? Are you sure I didn't have AirPods in?
You didn't have AirPods in. Mm. I checked the ears. I did. I checked the ears.
Far out. Because yeah. You know about the AirPods thing.
I caught you.
I think I've told people that I had AirPods in.
Really?
Mm. By the way, anytime I've told people this, it's just about me being awkward. It's not.
Oh, you were telling people about my interaction with you.
We talked about it on this podcast.
Yeah, totally. I don't think you were named.
Because you told me, and I was like, yeah, my friend saw Tom, and I'm like, yeah. Get yourself together, man.
Yeah, it does signal to me you need to talk about more stuff that's more interesting. If this is the headline event of the podcast.
No, I think it's actually extremely intriguing.
Can I come to Tom's defense? And I never normally would ever want to do this. Mm. But I've been on that app once. Once I was on a tour, like a comedy tour, and everyone was playing chess against each other.
Is that right?
And so we downloaded it.
Sounds like actual heaven.
Yeah, it was 3 weeks in Western Australia all playing chess against each other.
Yeah, going from town to town, hopefully having a good set, and then just crushing the other comedians at a board game.
But then, anyway, so after that tour, I kept the app, and occasionally I'd jump on and try to have a game of chess.
Yes.
I'm very bad at it. But what I noticed was the sheer anger, because the other player can message you.
Yes.
The things that would write to you if you were slow, they would be like, hurry up, you fucking dickhead. Yeah, they're abusive to you, and they're really mean. And they're generally like some 13-year-old in I don't know, Japan or something, just like screaming at you.
Absolutely.
And I don't want Tom to deal with that.
And right. I think that's very true, and I feel like you often hear, like it's not a proverb, but like people talk about like you should treat everyone like that there's something tough going on in their life, you know what I mean? Because you don't know what's happening in anyone's life. So like you said, it's all relative. If someone's a bit dismissive of you, a bit rude, potentially it's because something very serious has happened to them that morning. And sometimes in my case, it's a very angry 13-year-old Serbian boy who's like, resign, cunt, resign. And I'm like, no, I'm up material. Why would I resign?
Is this season 2 of Queen's Gambit?
Yeah. I think
King's Gambit?
King's Gambit. Cool,
a young autistic comedian takes on the world.
He's not even very good, but he's addicted to it. I apologize. No.
It's fine because
I think it's a good example, though.
Need you guys to work it out, by the way.
I feel enthusiasm when I see you, and that I also
was not reflected.
Reflected exactly. No. But that was only because, and this seems crazy from someone who's not doesn't have chess on their phone, that that it can't just be about that he was playing chess. But like in this case. I promise. That actually was the...
But the thing that... the point I was trying to make about relativismism is that maybe I was projecting as well. Like, maybe I thought that you were more standoffish than you actually were because you thought you were very welcoming and warm.
I don't know if that's completely true. I would have done... I mean, just usually what I'm doing in any kind of interaction is trying to meet the needs of whatever the situation I'm in is.
Sure.
I think that's generally my approach.
Sure.
And
well, you missed the mark.
Well, I missed the mark here, clearly. But like I was, so I don't think I was like warm, but I would have tried to do what I thought was the minimum of like, hey, before going back to the game, which I'm realizing maybe my assessment of what the minimum is to appear warm is quite significantly off.
Or maybe I expect too much warmth from people.
I think that could be
it. There's three versions of the truth.
I think there's a bit of that.
Truth,
it's style.
Truth,
it's style
truth.
Of communication as
what
well.
What would have satisfied you from seeing Tom?
Yeah, what are you after?
Hugging a kiss.
Yeah, right.
You wanted both cheeks, did you really?
Both cheeks.
Oh, my God.
Interesting.
That would have done it.
Yeah. And then
a quick catch-up?
No, I want you to drop your phone, stamp on it, and then give me a
Totally.
And then maybe type to the 13-year-old boy, I'm sorry, I'll sacrifice my queen because I've met an angel.
Perfect.
Yeah,
that's what I need.
Okay, yeah, all right.
Mm.
Maybe not. And then when you said before about, you said that you wanted an interaction because that's what life's about, and that would have like, brought you energy. I mean, I think we're getting at a bit of, I mean, if we're talking more generally now about like how relative social interactions are, that's a bit of a, there's a bit of an introvert extrovert distinction there, I think. Some people see social interactions as a like it bigs them energy up and giving, it gives them energy. And some people see it as not that it would be draining to say hello to you. That's what I'm trying to generalize here, because I'm not trying to say that doing a smile and a wave for 1 second like simply would be too much for me. But I think that is sometimes a miscommunication as well. Like,
would you call me an extrovert?
I mean, that was going to be my question. Where would you put yourself in the? But you described interactions as kind of. Making your day better.
That interaction would have made my day better, but I am an introvert.
Yeah, you're an introvert. I think Tom's an extrovert.
Interesting.
But wait, I think you're the words person and Tom's the numbers person. Normally, it's the other way around.
You're the electricity person.
That is it. You come to me with your questions about the power. I light it up for you to be indoors and you to be out meeting people.
Is this an AGL ad? That was quite nice.
Well, that was good, wasn't it?
I think we need to enter a new phase in our relationship of openness and apology. I'm very sorry,
so
Erica.
So if I see you around the ABC building again, which I absolutely won't ever again.
I'm done.
Yeah,
too.
Tom's out. Tom's out as well.
Done.
Wait.
I mean, the show I was working on.
Right. Yeah. No, good for you.
There.
Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah. But are you an actual introvert?
I am, yeah. Look, I enjoy people, but certain people. And I definitely feel the need to hide a lot from people.
Oh, my God.
Mm. And I do the thing a lot where people message me and then I don't reply. Because if you reply, no one tells you that they reply again and then you have to reply again after that.
Oh, my God.
You're just doing more work.
Totally,
This is so
you
true.
Get sucked in.
I've said this for years.
Can I say what happened to me yesterday? No, you've said it for years. Go.
Oh, no. I'm just saying it's like I'm annoyed when someone messages me because I'm often like, well, great, you've given me a task. Because it's a to-do list now.
Totally.
With anything
That's
else.
That's all Messenger is a to-do list.
Yeah.
It's just people's names.
And the
names.
Longer you put something off where you have to reply, particularly I think an example for me would be people overseas or something where there's like a longer kind of correspondence going, you've got to put together like it better be a bit funny and a bit thoughtful and a bit like a good summary. A couple of lines. My Lord, you've got to be a couple of paragraphs more like. The longer you put it off, the more shame there is attached to it, the more you don't want to touch it. Like
and then you just don't do it.
No, I mean, exactly, because it's a shameful process.
Today I went through messages from 2 months ago that I haven't replied to, day-to-day messages. From people being like, how was the gig? Good to see. And just caught up. And I was like, oh, sorry, I missed this.
Oh, you did it. See, that does
just
feel
because
good.
I was
it is
like,
good to do that.
Just because I was like, I was just going through messages and I'm like, God, because the too much anxiety when you get them at first and you're like, I'm just ignoring it all.
No, totally.
And then I went through.
It is a mood thing.
Totally,
well.
Yeah.
So maybe early in the morning before work, a bit nervous about it, trying to cool off.
Are you playing a game of chess to just really kind of calm your mind?
Exactly. And all of a sudden.
What was it about today that you woke up and you said, today's the day I reply to 2 month-old messages?
Oh, I had a productive afternoon. Yeah. One of those rare.
It's like you had a pep in your steps.
I do have a pep in my steps.
What is that pep?
I settled an argument with someone in the morning, which was terrific. And
Get the details?
I can't go into the details.
It was between other police force
let's just
and
say,
the owner of some ping pong balls.
Let's just say it was about the amount of sexual partners that we'd both had. And then after that, I popped the laptop open and started sending emails and then doing some work, did some writing, got a bunch of stuff done. And I thought, let's go through the old messages.
Well,
it's good to write a roll.
Booked an Airbnb for a bucks party. Like, I did so much in, like, 3 hours. It really was a truly productive, like.
That's the thing I think about creative, lazy people is that the.
Are you referring to.
That's the thing about creative, lazy.
Actually,
fucks.
What the fuck?
Absolute
Are you fucking kidding?
You haven't even heard what the thing is yet.
Yeah, but you looked at me as you looked me dead in the eye when you said creative, lazy people.
It's interesting.
You haven't heard the thing.
Okay, go for it.
All right, the thing is that you're lazy until you do stuff and then you're more productive than most people, but the amount that you do the productive stuff is less than other people, so it evens out.
Mm.
Yeah.
God, you'd hope so.
You would hope, really so.
I mean, that's a good rationalization to tell yourself that
I'm
that's
glad
happening.
That ticks your rational box.
I wonder if that's true in my case, but I plan to assume it is for the foreseeable future.
God, that's really just thrown me what you said there.
I don't know if I'd call you a creative, lazy person, though.
Mm.
As I said, I don't know you that well, Tom.
No, totally.
We've met.
You've had opportunities to get to know each other better.
I was in the mood for talking and sharing that morning, but.
You were walking in the door to work! I had a, in terms of like people messaging you and like it feeling a kind of a bit overwhelming, maybe 3 days ago, I was driving along King Street in Newtown.
Now, that's a busy street, Tom.
Yeah, you don't do that if you're an introvert. You don't do that.
You think I'm doing manies? Yeah. Windows down.
Everyone's like, Tom.
What's up? Exactly. Blasting the tunes.
Yeah. Mbop is at 20 decibels and nodding at everyone. But no, I did see a guy on the street that I, who was, I think, maybe looking at me. I was at a red light that was kind of about to turn green. And I kind of did a bit of a double take, realized, know that guy, and then kind of looked away. I think I wasn't sure whether it was, but then looked back and was like, oh, that is that guy. And then he was looking at me. So I was like, oh, I'll give him a wave. I realize who it is now. Waved at him. He was with a friend, and he, I think, waved back or nodded at me, and then I drove away. And today I get a message. I haven't seen this guy. I knew him at uni. I haven't seen him for, you know, maybe 8 years or something. He messages me like, hey, mate, good to see you at the lights.
At the lights?
How have you been? Like, he's now wanting to, like, it's like, reconnect. Man, fucking hell, what do you got to do?
Wow, you give him an inch, they take a mile.
Exactly.
You know?
This is what makes you, you know.
This is crazy, Tom.
It's the inch mile thing for sure. Yeah, it really is. More obligation. It's like, now next time I see someone on the street, there's absolutely no way I'm waving at them.
You know what you should write back? Sorry, mate, got a green light. Can't talk.
Which is what this fucking interaction should have been. We had a nice one. We did it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you clearly don't like this person, though, because otherwise you would be excited. That's the thing it comes down to. Maybe introverts is just better at picking who they want to hang out with.
Oh, yeah, probably, because they value time more, whereas extroverts are just losers that just value any kind of validation.
Yeah, dumb asses.
Yeah, dumb fucking idiots, Tom.
What the fuck? I don't think I'm an I mean, everyone thinks they're an introvert. This is the thing.
Yeah.
Look, I reckon I was in my early 20s.
You can't switch teams.
And I reckon I jumped ship, yeah. And now if I look at the amount I spend with people, just the sheer data, which, Tom, you'll love that.
Yes, totally.
Because you're a numbers guy. But it's a lot. I spend a lot of time with people.
Yes.
So much time with people. And I think you can't really ignore that.
No, I think that's true.
I'm not going to ignore that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So I'm at the lights the other day on my phone, which you shouldn't be.
Like, and I'll see Tom.
And then anyway, it's taking me, I was having a productive afternoon. I'm like, I'm going to message him. Tom, great to see you at the lights the other day. No.
Do I have to have a light story next? Because I don't have one. Anyway, no, you go on.
You don't. I mean, it's fine if
it
you don't have
like
one.
It seems like we're sharing.
Oh, I might have it. We could wrap up soon, to be honest. Mean, we're about an hour in.
I'm hating this so much. Right. Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
You've got a really wry, sarcastic sense of humor. I love it. You say the opposite of what you
Tom,
mean.
Do an extra hour. We're doing an extra hour.
Absolutely.
So I'm on the phone at the lights. Like I've got the phone in my hand on loudspeaker, just ranting away to someone.
On loudspeaker in public.
Well, because I've got a little thing on my car, which I slipped the phone into, but it broke, and now the phone keeps falling out. So it rang, and I needed to talk to this person.
Well, you're in the car.
So I'm in the car driving on my phone, which we all agree, bad.
Bad. Yep.
Bad. Shouldn't be doing it, right? But I pull up at the lights. So I've got a light. This guy pulls up next to me. I got my window down.
Yeah.
He yells out and he goes, get off the phone, you fucking cunt. And
yeah, I was like, right.
So I've got to be like, I'll call you back, like, to the person I'm chatting.
Bash someone.
Well, I turn the phone off and I'm like, oh, sorry, buddy. Yeah, I just have to take a call. And he's like, you're a fucking fuckwit. You're putting everyone's lives in danger. And I'm like, I do appreciate that I'm doing the wrong thing. Yes. But I don't think I'm putting people in that much. I'm not texting. I'm just like holding the phone. And he goes, you're a fucking dumb cunt, aren't you? And I was like, I mean, that's not saying. I was like, I don't know about that. Anyway, so at this point, it's like we've been there for like 15, 20 seconds.
Sure.
And he's still just ranting at me. And I'm like, I don't want to talk to this guy. Like, I don't have to engage with this guy. So I kind of just look over like to the other side.
Silent treatment.
Yeah, I try to give him the silent treatment. Yeah. And he's like, I've got my message across, haven't I? And I was like, oh, not like.
I mean, a little bit.
I mean, yeah, I mean, to be honest.
Probably less likely to do this in future.
Anyway, so I press my window, my little button, and the window starts going up.
Yeah.
Because I was like, and he goes,
slowly,
don't you fucking put your window down. And I start laughing. I'm like, that's so funny. And so he keeps yelling at me. But every time he yells, it's the longest lines. It's up near Broadway, right? Like, it's one of that big one near Broadway. And between each bit, he's kind of like, he's kind of forgetting, like he's kind of running out of things to say. Like he's fuck, but he's called me a dumb cunt.
I reckon he needs to leave in a high, this guy. He has got his point across. He's yelling.
Totally. And he shouldn't let me put the window up.
He's not going silent. Like, of course you would keep trying to rattle things off rather than go silent, because that loses. Absolutely. That loses all of the audacity of what's happened just before.
I think you're really right. It's hard to segue out of a yell.
Mm,
you want the lights to just go and then like keep it and then you're always angry guy, as opposed to being like, you fucking idiot, okay? And well, then slowly turn back and look at the lights.
Well, this is kind of where it goes, because he kept kind of having to try to think of new things to say. Mm. So he'd think and he'd be like, yeah, this is a problem with your fucking generation, like that kind of stuff. Okay. And he'd pause.
Generalize, good. And then escalate.
And I'm sitting there, I'm just like staring straight ahead at this point, like being like, this sucks.
So
like,
essentially you're rinsing him for not being an improv
comedian. Well, kind of, right. But anyway, so then it gets to a point. And at this point, I'm like, this has been the longest red light. Like, this has been the longest. And then he just goes, when will this fucking light go green?
He has looked back at the light, but still with the amount of rage.
And then I turn, I say, I agree, dude. Fuck, it's been a long light, hasn't it?
Oh, and then you came together at the end.
Yeah, and then anyway, so yeah, now we're playing chess against each other.
That's quite a nice story.
No, well, I shouldn't get on my phone. He was right, but that was my light story.
That is an example of one where, and I'm not accusing you of exaggerating, I feel like a little bit of exaggeration.
It's all true.
Story is fantastic, but in terms of just the voices that you're doing as well, it's like I had an argument with this guy and he was going, you fucking can't have it. And I was like, oh, well, excuse me, sir.
Your I'm sorry, my friend.
Like, I realize that I've been wrong.
Can I say,
I
made myself sound...
I was holding it. I
made myself sound so much cooler. Like, as soon as he started yelling at me, I, like, dropped the phone.
Of course.
And I was like, oh, shit, sorry, bro. Like, I didn't... Totally. Yeah, no, I'm an idiot. And then I was just, like, sweating heaps. Yeah. In my head, I'm, like, laughing. And I'm like, oh, yeah, is that all you got, dude?
That is my second retort. And my third contention to you, my good friend, would be that it's not too dangerous one bit.
Don't you know how to deal with hecklers? Isn't this essentially a heckler?
Not a heckler in traffic.
This is improv versus stand-up.
It is. And stand-up should win. I let everyone down.
Absolutely.
You should have had some pre-written lines ready for the scenario. Isn't that what stand-up comedians do?
No,
they have pre-written
not.
Lines for every situation in their whole life.
I don't think so. Cameron James, who's
my understanding of comedy.
That's a good burn. I think that screams of someone who's been in a situation where someone's made a joke, which is clearly pre-written, and you've been like, ugh.
Yeah.
That's good, though. If you just went, ugh. Because Cameron James told me the story once. He saw a comedian get heckled, and they're like, they said, I fucked your mum or something like that. Mm. And then he just gave him the finger and went, that's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. Going back to when you were two, do the raspberry.
Anyway, you were saying you did a raspberry on a girl's stomach.
Yeah. I was, yeah, I was doing it. You know, one of the many girls that I do a raspberry on. I generally wake up and there's...
I count those.
There's
how many raspberries, yeah.
In your life?
I reckon I've done, one a week since I was 20. So 694 I reckon I've done.
I reckon I've done four in my life and I've eaten five.
Raspberries. Oh,
yeah,
sorry.
No, I got it.
That sounded like
I thought you were talking
like
about
sexual
vagina.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And I was like, come on, Tom. And I was also like, your poor girlfriend. You should go down on her more.
Five times in my entire life.
How many burritos?
I've given her one less raspberry. She's like, oh, come on.
How many
lower
burritos
love?
Have you eaten in your
How
life?
Many what?
Burritos.
Burritos.
I had one today.
Did you?
She wasn't looking at you, mate.
Yeah,
sorry.
I was asking just saying. Actually,
I'm in the game at the moment.
Yeah.
I'll go. I'm happy to leave, to be honest.
I reckon burritos, maybe 50 or something, if I'm being honest. I think something that's really hammered home to me.
It's not enough.
No, but
it's not nowhere near enough.
Actually disgusting. Can I just said 50.
That's awful.
Can I justify this, though?
50.
I feel like we're all assuming, because when we were talking about the sex thing before, we got to 624 as being once a week since we were like in 13 years. Which is pretty low. I would have thought that.
But you might be a high. I'm sure you've had phases where you've had sex every day or every second day, maybe four times a day
in a relationship. Well, no, that's now we're that's crazy.
Well,
no.
How do you fit the chess in around the sex?
Exactly. No, but like I think I would have just thought anecdotally that it would that once a week for 13 years would be like 1,000 or 2,000 or something. So I feel like we're. And a lot of this, when you talk about like how many times you've done X in your life, I feel like often thousands get thrown around, but I think maybe we haven't done it as much as we think. I reckon 50 burritos. I'm standing by it.
Are we young?
Are we young?
Are we free?
Are we, young?
We are many, at the very least. Except my burrito eating. How many do you reckon?
At least 200, I think.
Yeah.
Do you eat burritos a lot, though?
Not really.
Yeah.
But, I've been eating burritos since I was young. And I'm with you. Sometimes mum would make dinner, and I grew up with two brothers, so, you know, they're doing numbers. They're doing like six or seven.
Oh, boy.
Totally.
A soft shell burrito.
Yeah.
You'd eat so many.
Three a night, maybe.
So this feels like you've brought up burritos specifically because you have an ego about how many burritos you've eaten.
Have you got a burrito story? Is this a segue into a burrito story?
I have a burrito ego. Yeah, that's true.
Totally.
A burrito ego. Should we end?
Mm.
Sure.
Yeah. Do you want me to? There's no real story, but I got out of the Kmart with the ping pong.
Oh, no, yeah. Let's come back.
Tom, let Sam finish.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tom, get off your phone. Stop playing chess.
Vlad, converse you another time.
Jesus. Okay.
So I went up and distracted the old woman
old woman?
She was checking receipts.
Oh, there's literally someone at the... Oh, because now in Kmart, you buy it in the middle.
Yep.
And then you have to go out and there's a whole other line
So
there.
We've got a full trolley. We hide the six ping pong balls, the $3 ping pong balls in there. I go up to the lady. I say... I start flirting. You know, I'm like... It's basically an Ocean 11 sting at this point. I'm like, geez, you're looking lovely today. I don't say that. But I wanted to... That was my last card that I would go to. But I was just like, God, it's hot out to... It's a scorcher out there today.
Well, it feels like it's hot in here too.
Yeah.
Is that just me? Oh my God. Have been in any cries recently?
And she's like, love, tell me about it or whatever. Then at that moment, another woman comes to ask a question. She goes, do you know where the toasters are? And at that point, Mark Kelly, my housemate, sneaks straight through.
Was the toaster lady in on it?
I told Mark Kelly that I paid her off. That I paid her without profit.
What about the beeping?
I paid her a dollar.
What about the beeping?
So this is the thing, Tom, and I don't want to blow anyone's mind. The beeping doesn't exist.
Heard the beeping.
Rid of the beeping.
That's crazy. You are saying now publicly.
Because the beeping.
The people that are going to hear this, that people are going to get tackled.
There's going to be a spate of
there's absolutely
beeping
no
around the country.
Thieves.
If there's two things you take away from this podcast, take away the phases.
One is
in the
Sam
electricity.
Taunton fucks a lot.
No, my numbers are not that high. This is the argument I've been in. They're actually perfectly aligned with my age.
I'm so curious to know your number.
I'll tell you after this.
Okay.
Do you want to go to the pub after this for a drink, anyone?
Sure.
Yeah,
sure,
okay. I'll tell you after. Yeah. But like, so they turn the beeping off due to the amount of times it doesn't really work properly.
Mm.
And it's annoying. And then they have the security guard.
That
and
does
then
happen to me sometimes and I walk away.
Exactly.
Like, oh, this
so,
doesn't apply to me.
And can I tell you, I think they've done it at Coles as well.
Can I say another thing? I was watching the Gruen transfer. Now we're talking, about the Kmart, like the layout there, and that they did it to kind of make things easier. But
it's a great
now
show.
A big. It is a great show.
No, it
being like,
no, but it is a great show. No, of all the shows, Australian TV shows, it's been over a decade.
Yeah,
so good.
But it's so interesting. I haven't watched it for like about a year or something, and now I'm back into it. But they were saying that there's now often a big queue at the security bit. Like that's now the pressure point for them. Because, they wanted things to be more efficient by having everything in the middle and kind of using that space, which they traditionally wouldn't have used previously. But now they're kind of worried, as part of their business model, that people aren't getting out of there quick enough.
Well, this
and
is
it's a, not a good user experience.
Start
like
stealing
you get checked
fucking
and, like,
ping pong
like
balls.
A criminal.
Right.
So I think as a result, they would make it easier to get out. Like, they're aware of that.
Well, call maybe Russell Howcroft and Todd Sampson.
He knows. Do not know what this is about.
Todd Sampson used to go to the cafe in Annandale I used to live at.
Sure.
So it's a super niche reference that...
No, he's just that weird annoying guy that's on Gruen.
He's just the guy on Gruen. I like
Oh, yeah.
Him.
See, I haven't really seen
with
Gruen.
With the Canadian accent.
Which guy?
The guy that always... He did that Mind TV series on the ABC. The weird Canadian guy. Not Russell.
Oh.
Not the bald
Todd.
Guy. Todd.
Yeah. No, he is annoying, isn't he? Yeah, sorry, I met the other guy.
No, he's annoying. And with that, Erica, thank you.
It's been so nice. What a way to end it as well.
Have you got anything else you want to say? Have you got a riff?
It's like got the groan transfer now.
no, I didn't get anything.
Great. You got nothing?
No riffs. No riffs. Yeah. Cool. It's so nice to see you guys.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah, we'll cut all this out. This is all gone.
Yeah.
We can cut that. We could cut the end story out.
No, I don't think so. I've got a pun forming There's something about...
Wait, we're still going?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, all right, yeah, strap in. Here we go.
There's something about... Before, we started off with checkmate, but now we're checking if you're a mate.